Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, I've been waiting for you to play that fucking button for like a minute now.
Well, I'm going to play it. Enough.
Yeah, let's get another show.
Let me in.
Bit of the bubbly.
The Monday night Messiah.
For the love of God, stay away from the dipping dots.
Move to the music, play that fucking music. Move it to the music, yeah.
To the super show. I'm joined by my super friends. This is a DWI / Attitude of Aggression podcast. Survivor Series weekend is upon us. The turkeys are getting ready to be led to the slaughter because Thanksgiving is right around the corner. I am your commissioner and the commissioner
of the United States.
Of the Americas. And I'm joined, as always, by the man, the myth, the legend, the scientist. That's back, Jack. It's DPP.
It's good to be back, guys.
Yeah, we didn't even podcast last week. We were like, what the fuck are we going to talk about? So we decided we just save it for the following week. And none other than the funky and phenomenal, oh so fresh, AJ Velaz.
Yeah, we did miss you.
Like picking the song, though. Just the two of us.
That was pretty funny. We were cracking up as the intro played that week. And it wouldn't be a super show. It wouldn't be a dual cast without the man, the bigger myth, the bigger legend. He's aggressive in an attitude kind of way. He's a bunger.
Jeez. What a great intro.
Yeah, I haven't even finished my first beer yet.
Wow.
Check that. Just finished my first beer. Go ahead, Dave. Welcome to your show.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm waiting for the echo to go away.
Oh.
Did you catch that?
That must be too.
Yeah.
So now it's going to be like in stereo the whole episode.
In stereo. It's gone.
His voice.
There we go.
Anyway.
AJ's still echoing because he's phenomenally too funky and fresh. There you go. I think it's better now. But how are you guys doing, man?
You're looking for what?
How are you guys doing out there in beautiful, sunny Wisconsin?
Is that what we're calling
it? Actually, it was 60 and sunny yesterday.
Wow. That's like California weather. So anyway, yeah, man, everything's going well over here. At the Attitude of Aggression household, the house that DP built, also known as Bandwagon Nerd, celebrated its 1-year anniversary. So somebody ring the bell. There it is.
There we go.
Bell somewhere.
I mean, DP's the AJ Styles of Bandwagon Nerds. It's the house that DPP built. So.
What? Hey, I came out of like episode 12 or something. I don't know.
You've been nowhere to be. Found lately. I've been carrying your ass over there.
That's true. PC and Ray Cash or Take Cash.
Yeah,
or
it takes two of us.
Yeah.
Sorry, Dave.
Yeah. Phil DP shoes. That's right. That's right.
All right.
Anyway, yeah, two-thirds of the TriCast is here. So that's better than nothing.
Yeah, Kenny's out there somewhere. I'm not exactly sure what he's doing. I didn't even reach out to him. Sorry, Kenny. Deal with that, slap nuts.
Wow.
I'm unapologetic. Just the way it goes. That's the way it goes around here. All right. Let's let everybody know what's happening this week on the dual cast, Attitude of Aggression, and DWI.
Well,
we're waiting.
Well, it's the big show.
I don't even know what's on, though. Wait for it.
Sheet. We're running out of sheets. We might have a new big show sheet. Oh. I don't know.
For the new bigger year. Show.
Should we rename it for the next iteration, for the next booklet?
No, this is like UGA. This is like the seventh dog already, so why change it now? This is not like the original notebook for like the last 6 years.
I want to see that thing. Do you keep those, PC? I have mine, but I've been slowly getting rid of them.
I think I have, this will make 7 full notebooks of all my show notes from every show I've ever done.
Jeez.
You are the man. That's like the marble from Team Deadass. You know, it's legendary, kind of like that.
You'd get lost in my brain if you had to go through these motherfuckers. It's insane.
Need a
There's
cipher.
So much scribble on all this. It's all said and done.
I've been lost in your brain before, so it's kind of a fun place.
That just proves your intelligence that you got out alive. All right, this week, folks, on the show, on the big show. We'll call this the big show from now on. Shout out to Keith Olbermann and Dan Patrick. Survivors. So a big shoe. Survivor Series going to run down that card. Probably get into a little bit of storyline talk. We got trivia. We got triple threat trivia today. And the last call. Where are you going? What you taking? DP, ring the bell. Real quick. While you're listening to this show, open your internet browser. Head on over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Look more aesthetically pleasing. It's a perfect stocking stuffer for your loved ones.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Gentlemen, does everybody like that one, Dave?
I love how you barely kept a straight face for that whole thing, PC. That was a stocking stuffer for your loved ones.
Jesus.
Stocking stuffer. For your loved ones.
AJ, look, you've done enough shows with me by now to know that if you think we're really going to keep this thing lowbrow.
Oh, fuck no.
Then you might as well just drink all of that great fucking wine you've got over there right now. All of it.
All right.
Don't
play
dare.
It. What you drinking? Fuck it. Play it. What you drinking? Go ahead. I got to go get a beer anyway.
Drink it in, man.
Fuck you, I'm drunk. Fuck you, I'm drunk. Pour my beer down the sink. I got more in the trunk. Fuck you, I'm drunk. Fuck you, I'm drunk. And I'm going to be drunk till the next time I'm drunk. I walk in the bar and the fellas...
Seems like a few people need a refresh in their alcoholic beverage there. That's AJ. Takes a deep, deep pull from the wine.
Oh, no, it's completely gone.
That was right. So,
tell us about the bottle of wine. How much does it cost?
How much was it again? I don't know the price tag. It was $15 over at our local...
great fucking wine at a ridiculously expensive price.
Like I said, it was called good fucking wine.
To quote Mr. Wonderful, you know, 90% of wine is sold for under $15. What are you doing spending that much money on wine? If you're going to spend more than $15, you're going to have to spend probably like closer to $60.
Yeah. I did a sales pitch to Andrew saying, hey, look, why would you go for your normal stuff when you can have good fucking wine? Literally the name of the brand.
You want to know how the story goes to that? You want to know how that got named?
What, good fucking wine?
Yeah, you can we flash back in time? DP, do you have like no, you
know, Wayne's World
just
stuff?
Just flashback in time.
We're not worthy.
Hey, wait a minute.
Came out of the Scooby-Doo ending.
Came out of the barrel, and the gentleman that created it tasted it and went, holy fuck, this tastes like assholes. How are we going to sell this? And someone said, I have an idea. We'll just call it good fucking wine, because people like swearing and they believe in labels.
Yep. And that's exactly what happened. Well,
at least
I just
buy
polished a half a bottle.
Well, that's been your history lesson this week, folks. Dave,
hey.
Are you drinking? Do you plan on drinking? What would you like to be drinking?
Oh, I'm drinking some Grey Goose mixed in with some sparkling ice and fuck it, you know?
It's Friday.
It is. I just got off, so why not?
I usually need a beer when I get off.
And you finish work at the same time. So that's awesome.
You can't beat it. I mean, you'd almost think I planned it that way.
It's like you almost like you did beat it.
I can beat it.
So quickly, before we draw in our own puns over here, DP, are you drinking? What are you drinking? What are you going to be drinking?
I am drinking.
Are you okay?
I am drinking, and I'm drinking because this week definitely needed a drink and many drinks. And I have my, recent classic, Mandarin vodka and some pineapple soda to go with that.
All right.
Very nice.
Sierra Nevada celebration. Ooh, it only comes out in November. In December. Excellent beer.
Kind of like the McRib of Sierra Nevadas, right? You know, it only comes out every so often.
Much like the McRib, I'd like this to be full-time as well. All right, folks, we'll be right back, and we're actually going to talk about Survivor Series.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
David, it seemed like you had a really good one there that you were about to let loose before I quickly turn the car around.
No, not okay. Really.
All right. I'm just a little mad. I'm gonna start.
Oh, see, you pissed everybody off, Dave. Everybody wants some ribs.
I'm sorry, guys. You know, I mean, you can just go to like AMPM and get one of their rib sandwiches and pretend it's close enough. You know.
Do you guys like the pickles on the McRib, or do you take them off?
Oh, I take them off.
I don't like pickles.
I don't mind like dill spears standing alone, but yeah, don't put them with my meat, which is probably what she said. But anyway,
EP, that sounds like a title. Don't put pickles with my meat.
Yeah, there you go. There's a title for the episode. Don't put pickles with my meat.
You can't eat your pickles if you're also eating meat.
That's right. How can you eat your pickles if you're eating your meat? Somewhere Pink Floyd is like, that's not what we said.
That's not what we said. People are going to twist that to be even dirtier than it sounds. Come on.
You don't eat your meat. You can't have any pickles. How can you have any pickles if you don't eat your meat?
And much like the song, we have no self-control.
This is true.
We don't need no self-control.
Yeah, self-control's for people with, like, responsibility and shit. Why do we want that?
All right, I feel responsible that we should be talking about Survivor Series. So, let's go around the horn real quick. I want to start with Dave. Undertaker, what are you expecting here to see at the actual pay-per-view? Because I've heard there's plenty of people that are his friends from his time when he was there that are going to be in town and supposed to be at the event. I mean, this obviously could be another documentary thing. Overall thoughts, everybody?
I mean, I it's probably, honestly, you know, if we're being straight with each other, which we almost always are, this is going to be the highlight of Survivor Series weekend. It's going to be whatever happens with The Undertaker, because the event itself, I'm sure we're going to get into it. I mean, okay, there's a few matches I'm intrigued about moderately, but yeah, I mean, if this is if he's really going to ride off into the sunset, if this is really it, how do they present that? You know, what does he do? Does he make one last, you know, appearance as the Undertaker, as the Dead Man? We've already seen him leave the hat and the cape and the gloves in the ring at WrestleMania 33, so that's not going to work. So I'm genuinely curious. Ideally, you know, what would be great, PC, is if they just say, I mean, it'd be the earliest announcement of an induction in the Hall of Fame ever, if they just come out and say, he's going in the Hall. And just be done with it. He's going to be headlining the Hall this year. I think that would be a great way to commemorate 30 years of The Undertaker, to have him be the earliest inductee ever for the next year's class. And yeah, I mean, I'm hoping we get some big appearances. You know, maybe they're keeping it close to their vest. Maybe there's going to be a bit of a surprise. It is.
I've heard for sure.
Well, Kane for sure. I think there's a Kurt Angle would be one.
Sean will be there for sure. He's there.
Sean will be there. Hunter will be there. A perfect world, Jericho would show up and at least make a cameo, since, you know, they've had a bit of a history. I don't see that happening.
Austin and The Rock.
Austin, The Rock, Angle. I mean, anybody. Flair would be good. Yeah.
Flair will jump at any chance. I mean, here, can I foreshadow something? Don't comment on it, anybody. But if The Rock's there, anyway, we'll get to that.
Yeah, I mean, maybe you get Brock. Maybe Brock shows up. You know, not so much The Rock, but Brock. Maybe you get Brock Lesnar. They have a healthy respect for each other, non-kayfabe. I'd love to see them really roll out the red carpet and pull out all the stops to commemorate him. And if this is really it, and all indications are that this is really it, then yeah, that's what I want to see them say. He's going in the Hall. You know, we're making the announcement right now. He's going in the Hall, and we'll see you either in Tampa or LA or wherever the fuck WrestleMania is going to be next year. Who knows? Probably at Amway Center or some shit. But that's what I'm hoping for.
How many of the people he defeated in the streak at WrestleMania could they actually get there? Wouldn't that be cool? I mean, I would see that more of being like a Hall of Fame thing, maybe, because it's at WrestleMania. But, you know, think about that. Do you want to see like a final choke slam or tombstone? Do you want to see him get physical? Do you want to see one last entrance? What do you want to see from like the specifically what they're going to do at the pay-per-view?
What I want to see was probably not what's going to happen, but I think what would be cool is for him to come out as his different iterations throughout the night of all his times when he did his little changes and when he became the American Badass and came out on the bike and when he was with the Ministry of Darkness and did that whole thing. And like, he could do a couple entrances and come out and do something, right? I don't think that's going to happen. I'm hoping maybe they...
So you want Undertaker to do some costume changes throughout the night and do like four different entrances?
Fuck yeah.
I don't think there's any chance in hell.
I want him to shave his head in the middle of it to come out as the American Badass.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't think we're going to get any of that. I don't want to see him get physical at all. I don't think we need to. I think, and maybe this is a question that goes around here later, but I think this closes the show. And we close the show with him in the ring with his buddies or whatever, and a gong hits, the lights go out, and that's the end of the show. And I think we get something to the sense of the Mick Foley, Rock, This Is Your Life type of thing. And all his, but he comes out, does some speeches, all of his buddies that he used to hang with out in the back. I think there's a few more guys that you didn't mention that I think are going to be there too, that I can't remember their names, but.
Are Vince and Foley on speaking terms right now? Because those two go back and forth.
Yeah, who knows? Who knows? But they could have somebody else do it. I mean, he's got all his running buddies that are back there. I'm sure they're going to, you know, as money as they could get.
Savio Vega is supposed to be there. I would imagine Mark Henry would be there.
Yeah.
But I would imagine anybody Godwin's. That is capable of showing up would want to show up. Yeah. Like, don't you think Bret Hart would want to be there? I mean, Taker did something for everybody in the last 30 years, pretty much. I mean, he was a guy that, like, you know, I don't know whether or not I really believe that Hunter or Cena or whoever held people down, but you hear about Taker and it's completely opposite. He would go down to OVW to find guys to make money with. It's basically, you know, he's like, dude, I'm going to be here. I need new blood if I'm going to keep being here. Right.
Yeah. 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 And yeah, who knows? I mean, I imagine, I don't know if DiBiase is going to be there. Brother Love obviously can show up because he was the first one that came out with him at the first Survivor Series, things like that. But I'm guessing we're just going to get a speech from him. His buddies come in. They reminisce about some shit.
What's Hogan? That? Can we get Hogan?
Be huge. Won his first title off Hogan. At Survivor, at a Survivor Series.
And I asked you if we get Hogan.
No, I'm sorry.
I mean, Hulk should be there. He's on.
I don't know about that, dude.
WWE, as far as we know.
Are we going to get Hogan?
I don't know about that, dude.
What do you mean you don't know about that?
Hold on, dude.
Well, let me tell you something, brother.
Oh, Hulk, you're going to be there, right? You're going to be
there. Yeah, brother.
That's what I was waiting for. AJ, Undertaker, 30 years, all culminates this weekend at Survivor Series. What are your thoughts? Being the youngest one here.
I mean, what a way to go from the beginning, 1990, as I don't know. Well, you guys probably know. Kane the Undertaker was supposed to be his name because they pre-taped Superstars or something, and then that's what they constantly called him, but they forgot during
that's
Survivor
Series.
They
announced
Series.
Him as at the first Survivor Series, wasn't it?
No. Mm-hmm. No.
They taped Kane the Superstars beforehand. So, like, the Superstars before Survivor Series, I think. I could be wrong here.
I thought when he came out that for, you have to go back on the network and watch and see if they say Kane the Undertaker.
When he came out.
I don't know when not they said it there, but I know that that was his name. And that's why when they went to. It's on the. You watched the documentary. That's probably worth
it. They may have edited it out by now. So, you know. WWE does have a history of editing a few things here and there.
I have to go find my Tupperware bin that has the
1990 Survivor Series card.
He's got it somewhere. If you gave him an hour, he'd get it if it's in his house. I don't know. He might not be in his house.
He go find it.
Yeah.
He's got it.
I'll plug it in my VHS. I got a VHS player specifically.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It might take him longer to hook up the VHS than to find the tape.
And find some composite cables that'll work and a place to plug in composite cables. That's going to be the hardest part.
One old flat screen TV that's got those.
I'll say, though, that if they were going to edit, if they edited things, that episode or that Survivor Series, they should have edited out the whole gobbledygooker thing. The best and worst gimmick ever created in WWF.
Give Hex a little bit of credit,
on the
right?
Same pay-per-view.
Most anticipation, biggest letdown.
But him coming out 30 years ago at the same event, ending it, well, quote-unquote ending it, at the exact same event 30 years after the fact, I would like to see all of the eligible Mania opponents come out. Like, you have the hoods down, but they're dressed as druids with the torches.
I think that's something for WrestleMania. I think that's something for WrestleMania. I know I brought it up. Like, I know I brought it up, but I think you saved that for WrestleMania.
You choke slam each one.
Yeah, you know the Hall of Fame ceremony where it's like, yeah, and the Undertaker, and then you just have like Edge,
and he walks out.
All of them all walk out.
Podium.
Mm. Yeah, I would like that for Mania. The one thing that I would like.
Vince listens to this show all the time. I come up with good ideas like this. He doesn't want to pay me. He never gives me recognition. He doesn't even come on the air and, like, you know, he doesn't do any shit like that. You know, it's just like, whatever, Vince. Just listen for free and take my fucking ideas.
You think
he's been doing that to all of us for years? Come on, PC shit.
You think I'm going
to
give you recognition?
Because there's no chance in hell.
It's all from my brains, you fucking idiots.
Do you think I would actually pay for this shit?
Vince, that's why Vince say never brains? Sleeps on Twitter all the time. He's just 24/7 on Twitter. That's where he gets all his ideas from.
Vince, what are you talking about? We get like all of our ideas on the fly. I mean, collectively, we're like 6.5 brain cells.
Are we going to do Steiner math? Is that what you're trying to do here?
No, we're not doing Steiner math. I watched Talking Shop and Mania 2. We're not doing Steiner math. Let's not.
All right. Before we get into the card, Dave, get the last word here. Undertaker, 30 years. You know, wrap us up here on this before we move into the card.
You know, for everybody, wrestling fans, I think as collectively, that we all have done this to each other. It's a yearly, if not a monthly damn thing, people asking you who's on your Mount Rushmore, who's on your Mount Rushmore, you know? And for the longest time, Undertaker wasn't on mine. But I've changed that in the last couple years, and I would say if he's not on your Mount Rushmore, then who the fuck really is at this point? Because he's that iconic. He's that had that kind of a career. He's had that kind of impact on things. So, yeah, my Mount Rushmore right now, I actually bumped The Rock out and put Undertaker, Austin, Hogan, and Flair on mine. That's the influence he's had on me, you know, as I look back. I think, you know, he doesn't get enough credit. I really think, and the problem was he was there during when Austin was at his height, when Rock was at his height. Undertaker was every bit as good as them, but those two guys were so white hot, and Undertaker was kind of doing this 80s gimmick, and that's why they did the whole American Badass thing. We got to switch this up and give him an attitude. But you know, you can't deny the man's impact on the industry. And, you know, you look back 30 years ago, him coming down with that gimmick and, you know, all the stupid shit WWE was doing in that time frame. And to think that that one would have stuck as well as it did and last for this long, that's not Vince. I don't give a shit what Vince says. That's Mark Calloway. He did that. He sold that gimmick. He brought it home. The man deserves all the credit. Let him go out on top. I mean, it's going to be great to see. There is a part of me that in the back of my mind, I can't help but thinking they're going to do something stupid here and tease us that there's another match out there. I really hope not. Just let it be done. He's done. Vince, just let it go. And, I'm looking forward to seeing it. Yeah. It's going to be a cool night. I love the idea about getting all the guys from the streak, you know, out there at some point. I mean, obviously a few of them are gone, but that would still be really cool to see something like that. The procession of victims.
All right, gentlemen, let's get into this card that's coming this Sunday. It's funny because you have Night of Champions and things of that nature, but this is like Night of Champions plus two Survivor Series matches, which doesn't make any sense. So if you want to bitch and complain about actually what they're doing with Survivor Series, now would be the time. I hate it. I think it's irrelevant. I've already stated that Monday we're going to tune into Raw and none of this is going to fucking matter. The only thing it's going to do is maybe possibly set up some things in the long run for WrestleMania.
Preach, brother.
I don't really care. I would rather see SmackDown versus SmackDown. I'd rather see all Survivor Series matches, you know, a men's and women's from each brand. And then maybe you have a couple title matches that mean something. That's what Survivor Series should be, in my opinion. I don't know. What do you guys have anything to add to that, or you want to just get to the card?
I mean, we already had that fucking. I know I said it like either two or three or a month ago, but we already had bragging rights, which was actually brand supremacy. Survivor Series is that iconic fourth show that a lot of people forget is the fourth major pay per view a lot of the time because they do stuff like this. I get it. You have Raw and SmackDown. You want to show them off. You want to show. You want to highlight everything. Which champion's better? Oh, and all this. Just make it like another giant pay-per-view. Just a Survivor Series match, heels versus faces. Like you said, Tony, important title matches, and then let's just make this special, not brand supremacy.
It makes no sense to do this when you rotate guys around every year to the point that the brands don't matter.
You just had the draft too.
Yeah.
This entire teams have been on the other brand, you know, just a few years ago, and none of the teams get along. They're all fight against each other. So, you know, like, I have no interest in seeing something like that. It just doesn't. There's no benefit to any of these matches at all, which drives me nuts. Like, this would have been the perfect time to do Hurt Business versus Retribution in a Survivor Series tag match. Then, you know, do that kind of stuff. When they did the Shield versus Evolution, that's stuff you could do. Do it on specifically to Raw, specifically to SmackDown. Don't give me this brand versus brand stuff anymore, because it's worthless.
Yeah, I mean, there's absolutely nothing on the line. There are no stakes. I've heard this on numerous podcasts. We're not the only ones. There's absolutely nothing on the line. Nothing matters. And that's the biggest problem with Survivor Series. When Survivor Series has worked in the past, there has been stuff on the line. There, you know, you look at the first one was all Hogan and Andre, you know, and then you go forward from there and look at Brett and Sean, of course, the Montreal Screwjob is the most memorable one, or the Rocks tournament victory, or even go back to 2014 where it was Cena versus the Authority to try and get power away from the Authority, and that's where Sting showed up. Or better yet, last year, where it wasn't stated as much, but NXT had to show up and perform well, or else they were going to be considered a fucking joke going up against AEW. So there were a lot of stakes on the line last year, and NXT delivered by winning the whole fucking thing. They're not even involved in it this year. None of this, I mean, nothing that's going to happen Sunday matters. I mean, maybe they can swing a few things and do some long-term booking, and I'm sure we're going to talk about that. I mean, one match I'm very interested in, and I'm torn whether they should be doing it now or not. But other than that, I mean, really, I mean, if you were going to do this and make it title for title, that would be different. Then and there's something going on, and now I'm fully invested. If you're going to unify some titles like we've talked about on other shows in the past, then it matters. But you're going to try and sell me that this is a big four or, you know, big five pay-per-view if you count Money in the Bank, like a lot of people do. Dude, this is bullshit. I mean, the Survivor Series matches are garbage. Who gives a shit? They don't mean any fucking thing. Without NXT being involved, it's just so watered down. So I'm going to watch it because I've watched Survivor Series for as long as I can freaking remember. But this year feels more irrelevant than ever, to be honest.
Gotta unmute yourself now.
I'll stop now.
Yeah. Gotta unmute yourself there, PC.
Perfect. Good, because I didn't really like what I was saying before. All right, I want to have a lot of fun with the last two things we're doing today. So, I mean, instead of running down this card and giving our thoughts on things that we don't really think mattered, I mean, Sami Zayn versus Bobby Lashley, New Day versus the Street Profits, Sasha versus Asuka, that should be interesting, see what plays out there. I want to get to McIntyre and Reigns last here. But before we do that, there are a couple spots up for grabs. Let's talk about that, because that's the only real question mark going into tonight, Friday Night SmackDown Live on Fox. That's the official name, Friday Night SmackDown Live on Fox. No, nobody likes that. That wasn't funny to anybody? Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Don't plan on me laughing at any of you guys' jokes in the next couple minutes.
Jesus, that was fake.
Let's start with the women's side. Two ladies still left to fill out Team SmackDown. Bianca Belair, Ruby Riott, and Liv Morgan. Liv Morgan's got a documentary coming out after Survivor Series, I do believe. So check that out. I believe they've been following her for well over a year. Who's going to join them? I mean, on the other side, we had Peyton Royce and Lana take over the spots for, you know, Mandy and Brooke, Dana Brooke. I don't know why they decided to do that.
Peyton and Lacey, right? Not you said
Peyton
Lana.
And Lacey, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Lana's already on there. Lacey, yes.
Lana's only good for getting put through tables and shit like that. So
the 9-time table put her through her.
Guaranteed, that's gonna happen.
Put her through E, not Er. The Er is Nia. The E is Lana.
Ah, okay.
Right. The table put her through her is Nia.
The table put her through E. Yes.
I'm significantly not sober enough for this English lesson.
DWI lists living up to its name. So, I'll take a stab at this. I would say the two spots should get filled by Natty and Carmella. That would be my choices for SmackDown. I think that would make the most sense. Natty's been lobbying as being the boat. I'm like, this is the dumbest fucking name ever. The best of all time. You're a boat now. Okay. And then Carmella, you know, I mean, you want to put her over, have her be the sole fucking survivor of this match, and then that legitimizes her in some way to face Sasha going forward. It would make all of us roll our collective eyes, but why the hell not? So I think it's Natty and Carmella who get the spots.
Anybody see Bayley coming up with that spot?
I do.
Yeah, that I didn't think about her.
I see Bayley coming in and just going and just taking out everybody and going, yep, I'm still the best. I'm still running the show on SmackDown.
You have to remember there's two spots.
There could be Charlotte.
They could make that. Charlotte, she is on Raw, technically.
Ronda Rousey will show up.
Yeah. I could see them putting Tamina in there as well, just for the fact of going Tamina versus Nia Jax up there together, because they used to have their thing. But there's not many other women on the roster, so unless they bring
Tamina
up somebody
just
from
got
NXT.
Pinned by Liv Morgan, though, so I mean, I don't know how you put her up there against Nia.
Right. I do, because you're Vince McMahon and you don't give a shit.
We need a big girl. True. We need a big girl to go against this other big girl. God
damn
it.
Get that hoss out there.
Sonny, don't give us that look. That was Vince talking, not DPP.
Yeah.
There's the title to this episode. Yeah. Get that hoss out there.
Get that hoss out of there. Oh, man. I mean, my guess is I know that we already did our blame it on the alcohol fantasy football picks before the show, but I'm going to blame it on the alcohol on this if you want to believe Dirt Sheets. You know who could fill out those two spots for SmackDown? The Bella Twins. They've been saying they want a Raw tag title shot.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
How long has it been since they had their kids? Didn't they just each have kids?
I couldn't tell you. I don't watch the show.
I don't watch the show. Ms. and Mrs. is funny. That is just reality TV show that I don't really care for on not USA Network.
I wasn't asking about the reality TV show. All I asked or inferred that I watched their reality TV show. Did they not just have a couple of kids? You just went off and were like, oh, well, Tutty, I don't watch that show, so how would I know?
The As only reason why I would know is if
I watch the show, I fucking know already, brother. Yeah, dude.
See, and this is why we have blame on the show.
Yes.
Yo, did you just look it up? When did they have the kids?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, you didn't even look it up.
No, I just know that.
How much fun are you having right now, Dave? Come on, tell me for real.
Oh, it's a blast, man. I love AJ's take on this thing with a good fucking wine fueled conspiracy theory here that it's going to be the Bella Twins, and it's plausible. I mean, I still. Does anybody know when Charlotte's going to be back? Does anybody know?
Ask Andrade.
Fuck, I don't want to ask him shit.
Rumble?
Yeah, I guess.
Rumble. It's got to be Rumble.
It's always, if it's after SummerSlam and you're asking somebody when somebody's going to come back, you're just basically always like,
We know that it ain't Becky of her photo shoot.
Well, Becky, Seth's about to go away. Seth will be having his last match for a little while at Survivor Series. He'll be gone.
Yeah, I guess. Unless Vince is like, I gotta have you here, Seth. We need the Friday night fuckfest, not the Messiah. So.
Wow, okay. From the brand that brought you the Rated R Superstar.
That Friday night.
Friday night fuckfest.
There's the title for your episode.
I think there's your title. Ring the bell. Ring the bell. Friday night fuckfest. Oh, hey, kids. It's Saturday morning. Let's listen to the DWI podcast. Oh, my God.
Can we get the clean version of this show? Right. Fuck. Where is it?
Oh, fuck. You can check it on YouTube that we don't
be about
have.
A minute long.
I click the button every time I publish a podcast, so there you go. I am not to be held responsible.
That's right.
God, can you imagine if we had to censor ourselves for every single show? We would be fucked.
I love that. AJ, imagine we have to censor ourselves. We'd be fucked.
I'm pretty sure I could get through a show without swearing. I'm not saying I want to.
What fucking fun is that?
All right. One spot left on the men's side for SmackDown as well. SmackDown's the side that didn't have everybody filled out. Apparently, Big E was supposed to have a match and qualify for last week, but they ran long on time and they cut it for some reason. Now, this could mean that there's a possible change or that he's just going to win a match tonight. I mean, it's not going to be Big E.
Could be Daniel.
Daniel Bryan's coming back tonight to have a match with Jey Uso. So maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. There's, I mean, one of those two would make sense. There's really nobody else out there that you'd put on this.
I mean, it's possible unless you want to, like, call someone up from NXT.
Unless you're doing Cesaro or Nakamura.
I don't think you're going to see any. I don't think you're going to see any kind of glimpse of NXT at this pay-per-view. I think they did. They made the decision around SummerSlam that NXT is going to be completely separated from now on. They don't even do shows at the same time. Maybe at the Rumble. I don't think they're even scheduled to have a show during the Rumble. I would say WrestleMania might be the only same weekend you get an NXT show moving forward for right now, what they were planning as far as NXT and main roster pay-per-views.
It's going to make the Royal Rumble very interesting, I think. You know, usually you have a couple NXT stars show up and make an impact, like Keith Lee. You're not going to have that
Adam
this year.
Cole. Yeah.
What do you guys think of? They're moving the Thunderdome to the Tampa Bay Rays Stadium. That's an awfully big venue for the Thunderdome to sit in. I know they're not. I mean, are they going to try and bring some real fans back in like the Capitol Wrestling Center? They haven't made that announcement, but that is so big compared to Amway Center.
If the Super Bowl can have 25% capacity, why can't WWE have 25% capacity? Like, these people are going to be far enough away from the wrestlers, but I'm sure they're going to find a way to put a miking system to get their, you know, noise up without actually getting their words through.
Now, like, did you guys watch Full Gear? Did you see AEW Full Gear? I mean, there were enough fans there that there was a discernible difference. You know, like when Moxley came out, that was a pretty decent pop considering there's maybe 20% of the capacity at Daly's Place there. They need to do, I mean, WWE needs that fan interaction in a big, the virtual fans are fine, but they need some live bodies in a big way.
Okay, so in my opinion, WWE is the only wrestling company in the world that had a problem with the way its fans were reacting for a period of time, as in stealing the show and not going along with what they wanted, cheering and booing, etc., etc.
Beach Ball Mania!
Do you think after all of this is said and done and we get fans back in the stadiums, do you think they go back to being better fan? I don't know if better is a really – I think it'd be better if they would go back to being more accordingly, because then you get the natural way of cheering or booing the wrong person as opposed to always cheering or booing the wrong person. Is this all making sense? How do you think you're going to get the fans when they come back in full steam? Because my question the other day was – and I know I keep asking a question and keep going. It's like the longest run-on sentence ever. If Roman Reigns came out, like, if there was a live crowd tonight for SmackDown and there were 25,000 people in an arena, would Roman Reigns get booed or cheered when he came out for the first time?
Think if this was the first time fans were back, he would get a huge ovation.
Starts the show, bannon, bannon, blows the fucking roof off. And in fact, I would say even if it's in a fucking spot for a heel to come out and they're supposed to boo him because something happened beforehand, I still think he gets cheered, right?
I really think that my opinion is that the first time you get fans back at a WWE event in decent numbers, they're going to be just kind of happy to be there and probably not going to go and do like what they normally would do, you know, because it's just going to be, it's almost going to be new to them. Like, wow, we're actually here again and we can do this. That will probably last like a week or two. And then they'll be back to being the douchebags that we know and love so much. But, you know, I think, yeah, if you're telling me this is the first night fans are back and Roman was coming out tonight and tonight was where it was happening, I think he would get a huge pop from just about everybody there because the only people going to these shows, right? I mean, with the limited capacity, you've got to be a pretty hardcore fan. The people going to AEW shows are probably pretty hardcore fans. So if you're going to an event and risking exposure to this stuff, you're probably not a casual person hanging out. Mom and dad aren't bringing the little kiddies there to get fucking ice cream bars and merch. These are real fans. Yeah.
DWI podcast number 253, fucking ice cream bars.
Friday night fuck fest with ice cream bars. But
oh god.
You know, I gotta make some calls. Yeah, I think the real fans would be there, and they would pop for Roman. I really think they would give Roman a pretty big ovation. That'd be my guess. I don't know what you guys think.
You'd have to be smart about it. I think if you're gonna do it, you, like you said, I'm pretty sure that's the way fans are gonna be. They're just gonna be excited to be out, and they're gonna cheer almost everything for that in that sense. And I would say you gotta start the shows off with, you know, your big pop, your big hitters, like the New Day come out and do some stuff. You know, a lot of your baby faces that can really get the crowd going and cheered for before you start doing stuff that you want people to boo, because there's just gonna be an overexcitement of the fact that you get to finally be out and be at a wrestling event again. That's what you're gonna get, at least for the first week.
Maybe two.
Don't push your luck there, Dave. Maybe 2 weeks of them being happy and grateful.
Two weeks of gracious wrestling fans. Wow.
We know the IWC. We know they ain't gonna fly.
Yeah, your brother's the war chief of those bastards. So
you think he's doing a good job holding them down? Come on. But I mean, yeah, they're going to pop for everything. They're going to be happy. Roman comes out, you're going to hear a bunch of cheers. Like, holy shit, they finally made him heel. We can actually appreciate it. And how many people do you think are going to be so happy of the fact that we went to the first WWE event since the pandemic started? So they'll hold that high, and it's like, yeah, we're so grateful to be. And then they come again and again, and then they become the show Steelers, as we like to call them. Beach Ball Mania.
Let's talk two storylines quick before we move on to the meat and potatoes of this show. Everybody can't wait for trivia. One, around the horn, start with DP. Your thoughts on Orton giving that belt back to McIntyre?
Hate it.
I don't understand the point. I don't. Why did they give it to Orton at all then, at that point? Just
DP,
so he gets 14th?
Ring the bell for yourself, please. Thank you.
It makes absolutely no sense. And if they wanted to get McIntyre, Roman Reigns, everybody's talking about that. That was like, oh, this should be WrestleMania. This should be the WrestleMania event. McIntyre was the one that eliminated Reigns at the last Royal Rumble to win the Rumble and go on to beat Lesnar. Certainly, storyline-wise, makes a whole lot of sense that McIntyre would go up against Reigns at the next WrestleMania. And then they give Orton the title, which I thought was well-deserved after everything he's done. Maybe, you know, a little bit later than he should have got it, but that's fine. But then you take it away from him right away. Like, that title reign was 100% worthless then at that point. And the whole build-up they did of Sheamus giving Drew that, you know, his freaking chest full of old gear and his big old sword, his claymore. Like, that's a that's a WrestleMania moment. That's a pay-per-view moment of him coming out with that. And
moment on Raw.
Right? It was just like half-assed, here's your fucking pirate's booty, and here you go, you know, move on. Yeah, you heard me say booty, didn't you?
Yeah, that's why he came back.
The first three words I heard were fucking pirate's booty.
New title for the show.
We got so much to work with.
Like, that's your WrestleMania.
That's fucking it.
That's your WrestleMania right there. And I just, why they're doing that here and not getting, you basically got no build up for this match then. Like, and I know it's already 100% worthless in the first place because nothing's on the line. And that's almost like giving the match away, right? This is almost like giving the match away. Yeah, you had no build up to it, and there's nothing on the line. Just why leave Orton with the title? Have McIntyre chase it for a little bit longer. You could have stretched it out if you wanted to. Just makes no sense to me.
I think when it came down to it, Vince wanted Roman to face McIntyre instead of Orton. That's what happened.
Yeah, but if I could. Because I agree with DP 1,000,000% on this thing. Because last time I was on the DWI podcast, when it was me and DP and AJ, and I was the one, DP will remember, AJ probably remember, you weren't there, Tony. You were doing something
only
more important.
One I ever missed.
You were doing something more important. You know, that's what we know. title for the episode, something more important. But I remember I'd advocated at that time that if you wanted to make Survivor Series really big and give it a decent main event match, then McIntyre versus Roman, Drew versus Roman was the match to do. And, you know, I think I was kind of out on an island on that one because DP and AJ weren't exactly feeling it. But that's – and so then they go and they do that. But the problem is exactly what DP says. You took the belt off Drew, put it on Randy Orton, then you hot-shotted Drew back on there, gave it less than a week buildup. Basically, it's Drew showing up on SmackDown a week ago and the nice little interchange between him and Roman – with Roman saying, yeah, you know, Drew, I like you, but no one watches Raw because it sucks, and I'm here. And go get a title, and then we'll talk. And then Drew went and got a title. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to the match because these are the two biggest studs in WWE right now. But, yeah, why did you do that? I mean, imagine what they could have done with a month build to this thing instead of 6 days. You know, you could have sat there and done all this stuff and made it even bigger because – the two most dominant forces in WWE are going to clash in Survivor Series. Now, that's how you sell an event. But now it's like, well, Drew was chasing for a few weeks and Randy had the title. And what was the point? Just to bump Randy's number to 14? I don't understand. And it's to me, and maybe they've got a bigger long-term plan. And I know we're going to talk about it. But, to me, it's just like this was stupid. I don't understand why they did it that way. Now – I'm torn as to, I want to see them go, but A, are they going to do anything more with it? And B, is this just going to be some who gives a shit about the outcome because it doesn't matter match? Go ahead, AJ.
I mean, I'm not particularly a fan of it. I know that WWE's famous for, this person won, but this person has a problem with them, so they're going to win it right away, right after, because WWE's famous for it. How many of Randy Orton's actual reigns came because he had a problem with Triple H from like 2008 to 2010 or some shit like that? So, again, I don't like it, just like we all said, but it's so par for the WWE course that it just works. I mean, who knows? Maybe we might see the variable that we haven't discussed. And I know I brought it up, especially during the Hell in the Cell review that you can see on thechairshot.com. I did it myself.
Pimp it.
So, Survivor Series is November 22nd, right?
Sunday, so. Yes.
Sunday,
November 22nd. Sunday,
Sunday. November 22nd, 2020. Does anyone know when The Miz cashed in? This is not trivia, by the way. Does anyone know when Miz cashed in his Money in the Bank to win his very first and only WWE championship?
November 22nd.
November 22nd, 2010. I think we're kind of forgetting that there's a Money in the Bank briefcase holder on Raw, so maybe that might play a factor. I know he has his little problems with Bray and Harley Quinn, Alexa Bliss. But, I mean, that could also play a factor. Maybe Roman just beats him down because, you know, he's the tribal chief and whatnot. And then you just hear the Miz's theme play and Roman just shrugs. He's like, fuck it. It's not my problem. It's his problem.
Or, yeah, well, you know, that's just like your opinion, man.
Yes or no? Does the Miz successfully cash in his Money in the Bank briefcase at Survivor Series? DP.
I don't know about that, dude.
AJ.
I'm going to say yes.
Dave.
I think I'm with AJ on this one.
10 years ago, he was successful. 10 years later, this has been the most botched Money in the Briefcase in history. He is unsuccessful.
Yeah, well, you know, that's just like your opinion, man.
I want to touch real quick, last thing. Dave, you had something to add at the end of that topic. Go ahead.
I'm just thinking that what if Roman and Drew just beat the holy hell out of each other? And could The Miz, because the briefcase was won by Otis when he was on SmackDown, and The Miz won it in whatever fashion he won it. Is it possible that if they beat the shit out of each other, Miz could cash in on Roman?
What if Miz cashes in and pins both of them for some weird fucking circumstance and becomes the combined
double champion?
DB was having the same thought as I was at the same time, and this is why people don't like to hang out with us sometimes.
He cashes in, makes the match a triple threat for both titles.
No, I'm saying he just comes out and cashes in. Yeah, but they're both just laying there.
He cashes in, just lays on top of both of them. One, two, three.
No. First he goes down to pin one guy, and he grabs him, and he looks over, and he lets go, and the ref's at two. And then he pulls them both back, and he goes for both, and he wins.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
No. That's okay, though.
That sounds like booking by Tunny.
Really? Really? Really?
Really?
Yes, really.
Really?
You want me to play?
Riley.
Really?
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 Really? Infinity!
Shout out to Pee Wee's Playhouse.
What?
Shout out to Pee Wee's Playhouse. Last thing I wanted to do here was The Rock. The Rock, The Rock, The Rock.
It doesn't matter!
The Rock, The Rock, The Rock.
Know your role and shut your mouth!
The Rock, The Rock, The Rock. No, you have another one. Okay, I tried. That well wasn't that deep. Gentlemen, where and when does Rock show up if they're fighting at WrestleMania? I mean, does he have the time? If he's there for the Undertaker's thing, like I said before, I mean, why not, right? Let's have the whole long story. It doesn't have to be anything bad. It could just be a sideways look at how he treats Jay or something like that, right? I mean, we're going towards a Roman heel Rock face for Mania, right, Dave?
Yeah, I mean, I think it wouldn't take much. I mean, really, like a backstage segment where The Rock goes and congratulates Roman on all of his success, and Roman just kind of shines him off, you know, and just kind of blows him off. Maybe disrespects Rock a little bit. And like you're saying, Tony, just a sideways glance by Rock as Roman walks away from him. Like, what the fuck is up with that? Really? Yeah. Raises the eyebrow. That's all it would take to get the people talking. It wouldn't take but what, 60 seconds to set this whole thing a fucking blaze? I don't know if they'll do it. I would love to see it, though, man. At least get people talking. At least get people talking. Create some buzz. You know, this Survivor Series, like, no one's excited about it, but it almost has a takeover quality to it where it's like, well, we say that about so many of these events. It's got the potential to be great, and it usually never delivers, but they could do so many things with the event to make it stand out. Whether they've got the balls to do it is another story.
Well, I guess the bigger question, too, is whether or not Rock is on board for it yet, right? I mean, I guess we've already had it out in the media, like the Entertainment Hollywood kind of interview or whatever it was specifically, where he said, yeah, you know, the one thing that would make sense for me to come back is to have the match and, you know, put over Roman and things of that nature. So is he possibly already on board? I mean, I would think for anything for him to kind of put fuel to this storyline on air, AJ, Rock would be on board.
I mean, I see The Rock. I was making sure I wasn't muted. I see The Rock being on board with it and doing everything, like, you know, actually making this train rolling. But I don't see it going at Survivor Series. I see it more at the Royal Rumble, where number one is Jey Uso. He comes out. You know, he's got the backing of Paul Heyman. You know, he's got the swagger. He's behind the tribal chief and everything. And then at number two, you just hear, "If you smell!"
And that wine has really gone to his head, hasn't
just
it?
Just want to apologize for this poor booking by AJ Blaz right now. You think there's a chance in hell The Rock's going to be number two at the fucking Royal Rumble?
If number
it doesn't matter what you think.
Ring that fucking bell.
The Rock.
AJ.
I did for The Rock. I did this for you. Shut your mouth, you thong wearing fatty.
We're moving on to DP. DP, what are your thoughts on this situation?
He can.
Yeah,
bring...
you're done. You go drink some more good fucking wine.
He can bring that back.
A horrible take.
He can bring that back when Rikishi joins up with this whole family thing that's going on. And he can do that whole bit again.
Keish comes out.
Yeah, because I think like
Jimmy sipping the Kool-Aid, Jimmy's the Rock after he loses to Roman at Mania.
You only, you only have to dig it 6 feet deep, you know.
Jimmy's...
That's how I feel after the good fucking one. I moved on to something else after I finished that.
I think Jimmy's next in line on this.
Dave's losing faith in you, AJ.
I'm trying to make it compelling. Come on. How awesome would it be? I'm throwing the monkey wrenches out here.
Keep you talk. You're the only
the
one
next story.
Trying to podcast.
The next all. Story is next Jimmy. Story. We're not there yet with The Rock. I don't think he shows up. I think, like, I agree that I feel like something, they need to do something at the Survivor Series to make it compelling and to make something to talk about. And that's where maybe The Miz tries to cash in, but I don't think The Rock is part of that because I don't think they're there yet. I think that comes after Royal Rumble. I think they wait. And it comes after Jimmy Uso gets his shot at the head of the table. And we continue that feud, I think, at the Rumble where we have Jimmy versus Roman. That ends that. And now both of them are part of the team and part of the family and are his lackeys. And then we move on from there. Now he says, like, I've taken care of everybody. This is ultimately my yard now.
This is my yard now.
I'm the head of the table. I'm the family. This is me. There's nobody left. And then here comes The Rock and says, oh, wait a minute. There's somebody left. But that's not till after the Rumble.
The other problem is, would The Rock come back without fans? I mean, That's a big issue. I mean, you're not going to get that reaction at all. I mean, you almost have to have some people there to make it worth his time.
You're looking at WrestleMania 2022 then. That's... ain't going to be till then you're going to have full capacity. You're not this whole next year. I mean, it's going to be so once spring 2022 hits, I think that's when all these restrictions are going to be gone and everything's finally going to be down because it's going to be almost 16 months from when a vaccine is out, because the vaccine's close. That's going to be out before the year.
That's the problem
already
I have.
Seeking emergency authority for it, so.
That's the problem I have.
I mean, we got the scientist and the judge here, so.
And now you got the president's sons tested positive for coronavirus. So, I mean, yeah, that vaccine's going to get approved pretty quick.
Yeah, the president.
Dear, no, I think
the president had coronavirus and it didn't get approved, so.
They didn't have it. You're a scientist, you know.
He did the bleach thing.
That's right. I injected Clorox into my veins.
And yet his
now
hair is still orange. that's the big problem I have with this next coming up WrestleMania. You know, you mentioned Taker here in 30 and like saying it would make sense if he was at this point right now being the first earliest induction ever to say he's going into the Hall of Fame, whether or not. And what they should do is he should be the only one going in that you know round of Hall of Fame's inductees. But what happens if there's not enough? If there's not a full capacity of fans at WrestleMania, I don't know if you can do like the Undertaker not having that, you know, full capacity of fans that are at WrestleMania or at his induction just doesn't seem right either. So
yeah,
it's hard for them to say that.
Planning on having 13,000 people there. So wherever they have WrestleMania, they're going to have at least, you know, 10 plus thousand people there for it.
Okay. Then it might be all right. That's the problem right now is who knows what tomorrow brings. So it scares me to announce anything for this kind of stuff because.
Fucking just do it in Texas. They don't give a shit about social distancing there. You seen the football games going on?
Neither do we. Bring it to Wisconsin, brother.
That's true.
We're racking up the cases, yeah. Baby. We're number one.
I was about to say, as long as you don't do it in New Jersey, where everything's strict as fuck for some reason.
Oh, we'll be right back. We're going to take a break. Alfred, help me out here.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Consideration paid for by the following.
This is your boy Kenny Killer telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
So does Rule.
Yeah, they do.
I love that fucking
spot. The title of this episode is now.
I mean, it sounds like the title, of the episode now is just 1, 2, 3 now.
1, 2, 3 now.
Either that or Texas just don't give a shit.
Yeah, but we knew that beforehand.
Yeah, we knew that already.
All right, it's been a while, but we got some trivia that I've had written for like the past month. Not gonna lie on that one.
Hey. Well, why don't you complain that you have a back stock and that in a couple weeks you don't have to worry about it?
I do have a back stock, actually. All and right, no amount of good fucking wine or the other drink that I'm currently drinking, some good old Four Loko watermelon.
As much as people probably would have loved to hear me just yell at you while you give me solely trivia questions, I don't know that it was a smart call.
Again, I don't know why you're complaining. You've been on, like, the winning track of trivia for I don't know how long, and you conveniently go get a beer.
Total BS.
It is total BS. I mean, hell, the last time we did trivia, I fucking won trivia.
It's true.
I gave the hint of La Parca since the beginning of the episode, and then out of nowhere it was just, Rey Mysterio beat El Hijo del Fantasma for his mask? No, it was La Parca. I gave you the hint right away. Alrighty.
We failed
anyway.
Miserably.
Anyways. Yeah, we got multiple questions. Not just three this time. There's going to be five because there's always bonus questions because I hate ties. Ties are always annoying.
Go ahead, Tony. Say it. I'm waiting for your first saying of it at this episode.
Oh, what do you mean? Clip-ons? Ties? Clip-ons? Bow ties?
Maybe?
Regular
Never mind.
Ties?
Go ahead, AJ. Never mind.
All right. Well, even though he just lipped it. No, he lipped it. I know he lipped it. I know he lipped it, but he didn't say it. So I'll be nice.
Here's the title of the episode. I know he lipped it.
Where?
Oh, here we go.
Ooh, here we go.
Big Dave, I'll let you have first pick door number one, door number two, or door number three.
Let's go two this time.
He wants it so bad, he's saving it.
It seems like you want to say something here. just the click
just
of the
getting
pen.
Ready with
in
the
honor,
list.
In honor of drunken hosts, just Richard Dawson, just go on with the question.
Yep.
I'm
going to give a little bit of a hint here because this is actually the hardest question I think I've ever done for Phenomenal
just
Funky
Facts. Give a fucking question.
I am motherfucking... Relax.
It's her tall BS.
There it is. There we go. That's all I wanted. Wouldn't be a Phenomenal Funky Facts without Tony saying total BS. So, a WWE Hall of Famer has the honor of having this for his question. Who is the only person to lose the NWA television title because he used the weapon?
So you're telling me that this is a WWE Hall of Famer?
That is the hint, the WWE Hall of Famer, so I narrowed it down a little bit for you, and I don't mean the legacy wing.
Lost the NWA television title because of a weapon.
Using a weapon, yes.
Oh, brother.
I mean, I am the NWA guy. I have to throw in an NWA question here or there.
How long did this happen?
Yeah.
The mid-80s.
Ah, fuck. All right, well, I got to change my quiz answer.
I'll let everyone change their answers and whatnot. I'm not going to be an ass.
That's bullshit.
WWE Hall of Famer and well-known heel, might I add.
Uh-oh. Oh, there you go. Oh, there it is.
Like, it's fucking bullshit. He's not a heel. I mean, Christ.
My original guess was going to be Jeff Jarrett.
Ain't he great?
Ain't I great?
Well, I mean, I saw the answer that you already had over there, DP.
You saw my answer?
I saw Harley Race, yeah. Oh,
don't say it out loud.
Big Dave, you got an answer? Or?
I don't know if it's going to show. Where the fuck is it?
Still out of frame. A little more. A little flare. Yeah. Tunny.
Classics.
No, I'm not going to. I had an answer that's wrong when I heard the question, and I'm not going to take the extra hint, so go ahead.
All right. So the only person to lose the NWA television title because he used a weapon was Jake the Snake Roberts.
I didn't even know Jake ever had a title.
You're lucky I didn't.
Him and DBS.
You guys are lucky you didn't write down his name. Before you had a heel, I had Dusty Rhodes.
I was thinking Dusty too. Or maybe Sting. Sting would have got ripped off like that.
I mean, those are good. Those are good picks. I mean, he was the title holder, and then he actually got it taken away off of the ref after the match because he used a weapon. So that was...
Sounds like a dusty finish to me.
Yeah, you know that, daddy. So, Tony, I know you want to say it again. So, DPP, since you haven't been here for a while, door number one or door number three?
There are five doors?
There are five. Well, there's three
bonus
doors.
Bonus questions to the doors is what that is.
Or you can take what's underneath this box. I'll take door number uno, Mr. Dawson.
Door numero uno. Swear I'm not drunk. So, including AEW Dark... Who has the most AEW matches? And there is a bonus question afterward, just in case. So, including Dark, who has participated in the most AEW matches?
Boy. You have to watch AEW Dark for that. Or at least read enough of the dirt sheets.
You might get it, you never know. Just the good old shot in the dark.
Damn it,
Jim. My doctor, not a pool man.
All right, let's see.
Can I change my answer?
No, you can't change your fucking answer. The music's over.
I was about to say, I wasn't. I was nice for the last one because it was a difficult question.
No, because you gave a clue.
Sean Spears. You gave a DPP. Clue.
I didn't hear the clue.
He said a shot in the dark, and that was a Dark Order clue, I bet.
That was not a Dark Order clue.
Oh, good. I feel better.
Go ahead, PC.
Orange Cassidy, close. Darby Allin from Big Dave. No, sadly.
It's Trent.
It's not Cody. Trent.
It's fucking Cody, isn't it?
It's not Cody. DPP, do you want to throw a guess here?
Chucky T.
AEW along with Dark.
Scorpio Sky.
Scorpio is second.
Ah!
The person who had the most matches on AEW...
Sammy Guevara.
...was actually Jungle Boy Jack Perry.
Fuck.
Don't worry, there's a bonus question. There's a
bonus
question. Go
ahead, Tony. Say it, Tony.
Oh, there's a bonus question.
There's a bonus question.
Not BS yet.
So it's another AEW question because I know how much we love AEW.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was going to be how many matches.
Another AEW question because we all love AEW. We got to show a little bit of love to the damn company. Come on. This wouldn't be a wrestling podcast if we didn't talk about, all Elite Wrestling.
I got no problems with AEW.
Well, some,
but...
I was about to say. So, I mean, this one is probably a layup here. Who has the best singles record in all of AEW that is double-digit wins?
Double-digit wins.
They have to have double-digit wins in the best record as a singles competitor.
Do we need the music?
Yeah, we can throw out the music. Why not?
Now, when you say best record, is that most wins, best winning percentage, what?
Best winning percentage as long as they have double-digit wins.
All right.
In singles competition. I see a lot of confused faces because I thought this would be a layup.
Yeah.
Okay. So. Thank God everyone got that one right. It is Jon Moxley because
I mean, the dude is 20-0 in this year alone. So I don't know how you beat that.
I had to specify that because he does have a loss in a tag team when he was with Pac in 2019.
His only blemish.
Yes. That's why I had to say what I said. So this last one. Hey, Tony, door number three or door number three?
I will take the door.
Door number three. Got it. All right.
Total
All right. So this one goes hand in hand with another Belaz, good old Andrew Belaz, the IWC War Chief.
I'm out.
It's going to
be, Japanese related.
It's Okada. I'm writing on Okada.
It's the only one I know.
Who has the most combined days as the IWGP Heavyweight Champion?
I'd have been right with Okada there.
All right, pencils down, papers up.
No.
Just write down Okada, Dan. That's the only one you know.
I was trying to go with somebody older. I don't know.
No.
Good.
Dan said Nakamura. Big Dave said Tanahashi. Tunny. Inoki. Oh, come on, guys. You should have went with Tunney's idea. It is Okada with the most combined reigns as IWGP Heavyweight Champion. Come on, his last reign was 730-some-odd days.
I think I should get a point because I called it before.
I think Tunney deserves a point for that.
You didn't even write it.
And if not, it's total BS.
All right, well, I'll be nice. And I know this is kind of against Tunney. Due to the fact that we do have the Chair Shot Facebook group, and I actually threw a question that's similar to this in the Facebook group, and it goes hand in hand with the last one. I already talked about the heavyweight championship, but who has the total combined days with the Intercontinental Championship for the IWGP? I swear to God, if no one answers this, I just want the first person to say what IWGP stands for.
Internet Wrestling Grand Prix.
All right, fuck it, Tony gets a point.
This is who has the most reigns?
Who has the most reigns as the Intercontinental Champion? If no one gets this right, Tunney wins because he actually said IWGP.
The most reigns as the
most combined days held.
Most combined days.
The IWW. So I'll let everyone finish up answers.
There we go.
Most combined days with the IWGP Intercontinental. Yes, yes, yes. It's different because the answers are actually different if it was the most reigns.
I don't know.
I swear to God, I should be putting down Okada again, I think.
Daily double.
I'm afraid. I'm not even going to change my answer.
We'll show it. Nakamura. Naito.
Oh.
Naito. If it was day, if it was combined reigns, the most reigns, Big Dave and Tunney would be right with Naito, but the most days is actually Shinsuke Nakamura.
Ooh, look at that. DP.
Glad I didn't change my answer. That was a shot in the dark.
Oh, we got a tie.
We don't have a tie because I said if we had it. No, I said I would give you the point if you still had a tie. Yeah, that was another edition of
Does that mean I won? Does that mean I won?
It means you won.
Does mean you
won. Out of here. This is bullshit.
Can't wait for this song to end so I can play my winning music.
Wrestling Grand Prix my ass. What'd you say?
So take him out.
Take him out.
I got music to play.
I hear it faintly.
I'm the champion, because I won, bitch! Yeah, see? Tie that back into what you drink. There you go.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
They want to hit a Thanksgiving song. All right. This is a Thanksgiving song. I hope you enjoy it. Love to eat turkey. Love to eat turkey. Oh, I love you. Love to eat turkey, 'cause it's good. Love to eat turkey like a good boy should, 'cause it's turkey to eat. So good.
Stop clapping, you're fucking me up.
That clapping's messing my head up, man. I appreciate it. But I was trying to think of the next line. I'm like, all I hear is clapping. Here we go. Thanks anyways. Turkey for me, turkey for you. Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe. Love to eat the turkey at the table.
All right, folks.
I once saw a movie with
Betty Grable. All right. Turkey Day is coming up next week, and this is the last DWI podcast / Attitude of Aggression podcast before Turkey Day. So we're going to play a rousing rendition. DP and I know it oh so well from our favorite morning shock jocks. They're not very shocky, but they're fun to listen to. Shout out to Bob and Brian. Where are you going? What you taking? We'll start. I will let DP close, and in the middle, AJ and Dave will fill in this turkey with some delightful stuffing. I am going by my uncle's house with my family, and I tend to bring a bottle of wine. You know, I don't have to cook. I'm the first one to say, hey, I'll take some leftovers for sure. The turkey's usually pretty good. The stuffing's usually excellent, and I can't wait to drink way too much and top it all off with pumpkin pie and whipped cream. AJ?
Well, I'm stuck in a little bit of a rut, as you know, PC Tunney, because I know I was invited by my mother and my stepfather to go to one of the siblings' houses for Thanksgiving, but I don't know if the girlfriend has her family Thanksgiving going on, so I might do that. I don't know. I'm playing it by ear. I'm probably still going to bring some... I'm going to bring some wine. I'm going to bring some Thanksgiving leftovers around. And
some good fucking wine.
Much like you, I'm probably going to eat some pie.
You got 6 days. Figure that shit out, brother. Dave, what's going on over by you?
Wine.
You are a man that has experienced life in oh so many ways. Or you already have your plans ready to go for Thanksgiving.
You cooking a turkey? Like, yeah,
that was a very nice way of saying, Dave, you're older than Methuselah.
Just trying to. Oh, you caught me. God damn it.
Dave, you old son of a bitch. What do you got planned for Thanksgiving?
The same thing as I did, right? Like, you don't know if your girlfriend wants you to go to Thanksgiving by her fucking family's house. There's less than a goddamn week left. You must be in your early 20s. That's the one.
Ouch.
No offense. No offense.
That's really a good thing. Once upon
I take some offense.
We'd all trade places.
I'd feel a lot better about that, about being that side of the table than this side right now.
First off, I want to say I'm disappointed there were no Survivor Series questions in trivia today. I mean, what the hell is that all about? There should have been one. It's the good fucking wine. It's really 2 week old
trivia. That's why
I had this ready for like a month, and then like a bunch of crap happened. So.
Good fucking wine. That's got to be the title of this episode. I'm gonna do. I mean, DP. This will come as no surprise to.
All the titles they had were fucking it.
I know.
They're all
go figure.
Yeah,
they're all fucked up. I'm gonna try. We're gonna try to do a turkey on the Traeger.
Nice.
And take that over to. I think we're gonna go to my son-in-law's house. And, you know, we just got to get out of there before 10 o'clock because now there's a curfew in California. No gatherings from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m., which, of course, raises the question that if you got a big gathering between those hours, what the hell is really going on? So, you know, we're going to do that. And I think that'll probably be the extent of it. I'll watch the Washington football team probably get their ass handed to them by the Cowgirls in Dallas. Maybe, maybe not. But that's what I got going on. DP, how about you?
I want to know a little bit before I get into mine about what you're doing with your turkey. Are you got any plans? Have you thought about it yet about how you're going to cook it? You know, like you got a brine, anything like that that you do? I don't know if you'd normally do the turkey every year or not, but
I've never. I mean, we haven't had a Traeger. This is the first year we've had one, so
okay.
I think the one. Yeah, I'm not going to brine it because my wife just does not like anything I've brined so far. They complain it's too salty. I know. But it's probably just going to be like, I know there is a recipe on the Traeger app that's real popular. It's a traditional Thanksgiving turkey. It's like a 4-hour cook. It's like a garlic butter mixture that you kind of slide up under the skin, throw that bad boy on the grill, let it go for about 3-4 hours and should be good to go. We did do a turkey breast a couple weeks ago, just a barbecue turkey breast. That's pretty good. I like that, you know, and so tried it out, but that's the plan. I mean, you know, I know deep fried turkey would be fun, but who needs that kind of? I mean, it's 2020, so what could go wrong, right?
I know, right? Who needs that cholesterol problem right there with the deep fried turkey?
Who needs skin on their fingers or arms, right?
Exactly.
You know, that sounds like we'd see a turkey in space at least this year. You know, just a big explosion in the backyard.
I think we need to make John Madden happy and make a turducken.
I am very close to trying that. I'll tell you, Big Dave, I've been doing the deep fried turkey. I've done smoked turkey for a good handful of years now. Boy, I think it's going on 7 years now I've been doing the turkeys. When I do deep fried in pieces. Definitely a lot easier to do and safer. But lately, that's all I've been doing the last good, at least 5-6 years, is just doing a smoked turkey. And this is going to be the first year I do it on my new Green Mountain Grill. So it's going to be interesting how I do that. I'll happily share the recipe I use, but mine's big on the brine. So I'm not sure if you guys are going to be on board with the brine. I'm doing a 48-hour brine this year.
Ooh, my wife would shoot me if I did more than 4 hours.
48-hour brine and it's going to be about a 4-hour on the Traeger, the Green Mountain Grill, but the smoker, for sure. You want to jump in, PC? Oh, as I got more.
No, go ahead. You can finish up.
All right. So, yeah, my Brian is, there's a lot that goes into it, but I've been using it for a good long time, and it is outstanding. And so I plan on doing that. I'm not going anywhere. We're doing it here. We're trying to do a remote Thanksgiving in a sense with my parents, who are a little bit older and have had problems with cancer and everything. So they're not coming over. We're going to like deliver food to them. But my brother and the kids are coming over, afterwards to have some dinner and, just hang out for a bit so we can at least, you know, have some of us get together in this time. So we're doing that. So it's going to be good. We're making all the sides and everything here, the stuffing and the cranberries and the pies and chocolate cake and candied carrots. And boy, I don't know what else is on the Dillinator's menu, but I only have to worry about the turkey. So that's all I worry about is I'm trying an extra longer brine on the turkey.
Deep. DP and the Dillinator are so very good at food and all different kind of holidays and cookouts and everything else, and I can attest to that. And I'll tell you what, if they were half as far away as they are from me, I would definitely be requesting a drive-through option and would gladly hand over some green bills for what they cook up. They are phenomenal. I'm just telling you.
Yeah, and you know what? Next year, you may be in luck, I'll tell you that. We may be close to neighbors next year by this time. So, but that's what I'm cooking. I'm looking forward to it. We love Thanksgiving. We love to cook. I love cooking anything on the grill when I can and the smoker. So bring it on. Let's do it.
A man after my own heart.
I'll give you a really easy thing to do, and I'll give you a really hard thing to do. One easy thing to do is a turkey roll in a crock pot with gravy, and it's going to be salty, and it's going to be not dried out turkey, and it's going to be phenomenal, and that's really easy and inexpensive. Another thing that's a little more elaborate would be a Spitfire rotisserie turkey.
Jeez. I see that as next year's plan for DP over there.
The best thing about that is it's a lot like kind of like the oven thing-ish, but it's more flame and you not losing any heat while basting, continuing to open the door up.
Doesn't the mic man do that? Doesn't the mic man do a rotisserie?
He's done some – he just skips the turkey altogether and does Cornish game hens.
Oh, that's probably a good idea too, happens, actually.
And it goes really quick. You just continually minimize them. So yeah. that's what I – for everybody, that's not what I'm doing. I'll be having a traditional oven baked turkey, but it'll be oh so good. My aunt does a really good job. Is that everybody?
AJ just needs to get his girlfriend in line and say, "We are doing this," and that's all there is to it.
I was about to say, it's not really much her, it's more, you know, if they have plans or not, because she's also been invited from her mother and stepfather.
All you gotta do is call her and say, "Hey, what do you want to do for Thanksgiving?" And she'll tell you, and then that's what you do. So,
right. Well, or just drink more good fucking wine.
Tony,
don't worry about it.
Tony, she listens to the podcast.
Yeah, that's fine. Well, before she listens to it tomorrow morning, you should have already figured out what the fuck you're doing for Thanksgiving. And she's gonna be like, "You know, PC's onto something here. You should really listen to what I'm saying." Okay, so AJ, real quick, around the horn. AJ, now that I cleared that all up for you, go ahead, DP.
What's your girlfriend's name, if you don't mind? Name.
Aaron.
All right, so the title of this podcast is Aaron, what are you doing for Thanksgiving?
Jesus.
It is. There's nothing you can do. He's serious about it. You couldn't change it if you tried. You I don't know about that, but you can't figure out what the fuck's going on for Thanksgiving. Now do you see the flaws in your ways? Real quick, around the horn, before we finish this show, and I want to start with AJ. It's just the first thing that comes to your mind. What's your favorite side dish at Thanksgiving?
Side has to be the potatoes, man. Mashed potatoes, whatever's done.
Oh, the dinner rolls.
Dinner rolls. Dave?
Potatoes. I'm with AJ.
Green bean casserole, motherfuckers. My name is PC Tunney. You can follow me at PC Tunney. You can check me out on Three Man Weave, Pot is War. Head over to thechairshot.com. There's something for everybody. Sports, entertainment, and sports entertainment. Just phenomenal podcasts, great opinions, great articles. ProWrestlingTees.com/ the chair shot. It's the perfect stocking stuffer for your loved one.
Stuff that loved one, baby.
Stuff that stocking.
Well, after you stuff your loved one, you can give them a stocking stuffer. DP, where can they find you? Oh!
I am the all over the worldwide social media interwebs at It's Me, DPP, and on that lovely website called thechairshot.com, you can find me on that for A Winner Is You, the podcast that we started for gaming, as well as gaming reviews all over that entertainment section. And you can also follow the DWI podcast on Facebook at facebook.com/DWI podcast.
AJ?
Well, you can follow me on the Twitter at PhenomenalAJB, AJB in all caps. You can see all of my articles for thechairshot.com for UWN. I know they are just ever so close of crowning their very first United Wrestling Network World Heavyweight Champion between Mike Bennett and Chris Dickinson. So that should actually be happening this Tuesday. So let's see how that goes. And Big Dave, I know that you're always the eternal guest here, even though you're not really much of a guest. Where can they find you?
He's our best friend.
He is our best friend.
Best friends, you know, just like, you know, I just want to say, Aaron, I hope everything works out for you on Thanksgiving with AJ, because, you know, you deserve it. But you can follow me on Twitter at AttitudeAg. That is DP's at AttitudeAGG. You can check me out on Facebook.com/Attitude of Aggression. Also, please make sure you are checking out the house that DPP built at Bandwagon Nerds. And yeah, that's good. It should be fun. Hopefully Survivor Series doesn't suck. Sure is out on that. We'll see. But and hopefully AJ and Aaron have a great Thanksgiving wherever they end up.
I'll put it to you this
way. You guys too, of course. You guys too, of course.
But I appreciate that. Yeah. But we're all interested to see what AJ is going to have. That's why people are going to tune in next week to see what the fuck happened with AJ, whether he got his shit together on Thanksgiving or not. Because if he does, there's a very good possibility that after Thanksgiving, he could be experiencing Aaron Gobra-less. And you've been listening to another edition of the Attitude of Aggression in the podcast known as
DWI. Bold of you to assume that she's not already.
What are we supposed to say to that?
It's fine. I'll get yelled at later.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.